Dreyer, Marion. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 7, 1903. Dear Sister Marion Maynard Dreyer, I have received and read your letter and will try to answer it. My sister, I understand something about the state of your mind. The other day I wrote a letter to a poor, tempted soul, and I will send you a copy of this letter. To each one of us has been given the great blessing of being God's little child. Why then should we be unhappy? We are all afflicted with the malady of sin, but we have a Savior who can take away our sin, for in Him is no sin. We all have many difficulties to meet, many problems to solve. Many try to escape from their difficulties by doing various things, but only by coming to Christ can poor, erring human beings find peace and happiness and help. There is a remedy for you, Marion. Do not look on the dark side. There is a bright side. It is your privilege to be pleasant and cheerful, and to believe the precious promises of God. Remember that you are one of the Heavenly Father's little children. The dear Savior loves you, and He does not want you to bring distress into your heart by thinking that your case is hopeless. You will never find relief while you keep your eyes fastened on yourself. I offer you a sure remedy. Look ever to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Will you not try this remedy? You will find that it is efficacious. Christ invites you. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. I want you to begin to realize more fully than you have ever done before that Jesus is the sin bearer. He came to this world as the great medical missionary, and He says to you, "Lay on me your burden of sin. I have become the sin bearer." He lived in our behalf a life of perfect obedience, and in our behalf He shed His precious blood on the cross, and He clothes repentant sinners with His robe of righteousness. He would have you realize more fully His power to save to the uttermost all who come to Him. He will take you under His watch care. He loves you. He will accept you and set you apart to His service. He does not cast you off when you make mistakes. He does not want you to look on the dark side and talk unbelief, but to look on the bright side, my dear afflicted sister. By the indwelling of His Spirit, He will make you more than a conqueror through Him that loved you and gave Himself for you. When you look at yourself, darkness comes into your soul. Look to Jesus. He is your righteousness and your light. Cast your helpless soul upon Him. If you throw yourself upon His mercy, you will surely receive blessings. Your efforts to help yourself will be of no avail. Come to the precious Savior in faith, saying, "In my hands no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." He will reach out His divine hand and lift you up. Speak cheerful words until this becomes familiar language to you. Commit the keeping of your soul to Christ. Show that you believe that you are His little child. Speak cheerful, hopeful words, and the Lord will help you. Never, never give way to fear. Be joyful in God. The Bible reveals our fallen condition, and it also reveals Christ as our Savior. His salvation is for you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Christ declares, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Romans 3, verse 23. John 6, verse 37. You have no power in yourself to save yourself. You know this. Christ is your Redeemer. He will save you. He has purchased you. You are His property. Then do not wrench yourself away from Him. We ought to be thankful every moment of our lives that an atonement has been made for us. When we were yet without hope, Christ died for us. Say, I believe that He died for me. I claim Him as my Savior. Lay hold of the riches of His grace, saying, I will believe. I do believe that Jesus died for me. From the cross of Calvary, there come to us liberty, hope, and encouragement. No longer dishonor Christ by showing unbelief. The prospect may seem dark, but God can make it light. When the enemy tells you that you have sinned and that there is no hope for you, resist his temptation, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan. Sin shall not have dominion over me. See Luke 4, verse 8, Romans 6, verse 14. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. 1 John 2, verse 1 to 3.
May the Lord bless you, and help you, and strengthen you by His rich grace, is my most earnest prayer. Look no longer on the dark side. The Lord Jesus is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Then look toward the light. Educate your lips to speak the praise of God. Thus you will glorify His name.